Thank you all for coming.
Hvala vam svima što ste došli.
Today, as you know, is the auspicious appearance day of Lord Baladeva.
Danas, kao što znate, je povoljni dan pojave gospodina Baladeva.
It says in some ancient scripture that if you don't come to the temple on Lord Baladeva's appearance day,
rečeno je u spisima, ako ne dođete u hram na dan pojave gospodina Baladeva,
Lord Baladeva will hit you with his club.
Gospodin Baladev će da vas potkači sa svojim plugom, sa svojim topuzom.
So you're amongst the lucky few.
Tako da vi ste među malobrojnim srećnicima.
As you know, Lord Balaram is the older brother of Lord Krishna.
Kao što znate, gospodin Balaram je stariji brat gospodina Krišne.
Lord Baladeva appeared as the originally in the womb of Devaki.
I izvorno gospodin Baladev se pojavio u materici Devaki.
And then he was transferred to the womb of Rohini.
I onda je bio prebačen u matericu Rohini.
Similarly, Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki, so that way they're brothers.
I na sličan način Krišna se pojavio u materici Devaki i zato su oni braća.
Baladev appeared before Krishna, though.
Baladev se pojavio pre Krišne.
Lord Baladev is the plenary expansion of Krishna.
A gospodin Baladev je emanacija ili ekspanzija Krišne.
Krishna has different kinds of expansions.
Krišna ima razne vrste ekspanzija.
One is called Svayam Rupa.
Jedni se zovu Svayam Rupa, jedna vrsta.
The other is called Tadekatma Rupa.
Druga se zove Tadekatma Rupa.
And the other is called Avesha or Avesha Rupa.
A još jedna se zove Avesha ili Shakti Avesha Rupa.
Lord Baladev, he's amongst the Ekatma Rupa.
Gospodin Baladev, on je u toj prvoj grupi Ekatma Rupa.
In Dwarka he has one form, one expansion, and in Vrindavan he has another.
U Dvaraki on ima jednu ekspanziju, jedan oblik, a u Vrindavanu ima još jedan.
In Vrindavan he's Vaibhava Prakash.
U Vrindavanu njegov oblik se zove Vaibhava Prakash.
And in Dwarka he has a Vilas form.
A u Dvaraki ima oblik koji se zove Vilas.
In any case, Baladev has, as Krishna has 64 opulences in full, so Lord Baladev also has 64 opulences in full.
Kao što gospodin Krishna posjeduje 64 obilja u potpunosti, isto tako ih posjeduje i gospodin Baladev.
Including Lord Baladev has unsurpassed beauty.
Još plus toga, gospodin Baladev ima neprevaziđenu lepotu.
He's white.
On je beo.
And he has a wears bluish clothing.
I on nosi plavičastu odeću.
His eyes are red.
A njegove oči su crvenkaste.
Just in case you meet him, so you recognize.
U slučaju da ga sretnete, da znate o kome se radi.
He also carries a club, and he carries a plow.
On također nosi topuz ili toljagu, a također i plug.
Because he's born as in the family of Vaishyas.
Jer on se rodio u porodici zemljoradnika.
So the plow is for tilling the field.
Plug je da bi se orala zemlja.
Sometimes he uses it as a weapon also.
A ponekad on također koristi svoj plug kao i oružje.
Of course the club is also a weapon.
Naravno, toljaga ili topuz je također oružje.
He also is surrounded by his own set of gopis.
On je također okružen svojim gopijama.
One of his pastimes during spring he would perform his rasa dance.
I jedna od njegovih zabava je kada je proleće, onda on sprovodi svoj rasa ples.
When he came back from Dwarka to visit Vrindavan, he was performing the rasa dance for 2 months.
I kada se vratio iz Dvarake da poseti Vrindavan, onda je sprovodio svoj rasa ples tokom 2 mjeseca.
That was with a younger set of gopis who were too young to join Krishna in his rasa dance.
I to sa mladim gopijama koje su bile previše mlade da bi se pridružile Krišni u njegovom rasa plesu.
He also has plays on a flute like Krishna.
On također svira flautu isto kao Krišna,
which attracts all the worlds.
Koji privlači sve svetove.
And he has wonderful pastimes.
I on ima predivne zabave. Posebno.
Similarly, as all the other qualities that Krishna has, such as uncountable universes emanate from his body.
I sve odlike kao što ih ima Krišna, na primjer, da svi univerzumi ili svemiri emaniraju iz njegovog tela.
Those who he kills gets liberation.
One koje ubija daje im oslobođenje.
He has unlimited, he has all the 8 mystic powers.
On posjeduje svih 8 mističnih moći.
Because actually all the Krishna, Lord Baladeva, from Lord Baladeva, all the expansions of Krishna come.
I zapravo preko gospodina Baladeva ili iz njega sve Krišnine ekspanzije se pojavljuju.
He's also the original spiritual master.
On je također izvorni duhovni učitelj.
He gives the devotees the spiritual strength to become Krishna conscious.
On daje baktama duhovnu snagu da postanu svesni Krišne.
Balam balavatam chaham kamarago vivajitam. So this balo is strength, this strength to overcome material desire.
I kakva je to vrsta snage koja se zove bala? To je vrsta snage kojom možemo pobediti materijalne želje.
Baladev, he took part in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
Baladev se također pojavio i uzeo učešća u Krišninim zabavama u Vrindavanu.
He was acting as Krishna's elder brother.
I on je delovao, ponašao se kao Krišnin stariji brat.
Therefore he's partly in the mood of servitorship and partly in the mood of friendship.
Tako da je on delimično u raspoloženju služenja, a delimično u raspoloženju prijateljstva.
He's one of the elder friends of Krishna who are acting to protect Krishna.
On je jedan od Krišnjenih starijih prijatelja koji deluje na zaštitnički način prema Krišni.
And as a servant of Krishna, he expands himself in so many different ways.
I kao sluga Krišne, on se ekspandira ili proširuje na toliko puno različitih načina.
He is the bed that Krishna rests on.
On je krevet na kome se Krišna odmara.
He is the sacred thread that Krishna has.
On je sveti konac koji Krišna ima.
In so many different ways he acts as a personal paraphernalia of Krishna.
Na toliko puno načina on deluje kao lične stvari ili lična parafernalija Krišne.
Even your best friend wouldn't become
a bed. Čak ni vaš najbolji prijatelj ne bi vam postao krevet.
Baladeva is such a faithful servant to Krishna that he even expands as his personal sleeping bed.
Ali Baladev je tako veran sluga Krišne da se proširuje, ekspandira kao njegov lični krevet gdje Krišna odmara.
For instance, Lord Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu, or even Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, or Karnadakshaya Vishnu, they're lying down on Shesha.
I sva tri navedena Vishnu, oni leže na Sheshi, na zmiji.
Very comfortable bed.
I to je veoma udoban krevet.
And they're all expansions of Lord Baladeva.
I sve su to ekspanzije gospodina Baladeva.
Baladeva is amongst the band of Krishna that used to steal the butter and the yogurt.
I Krishna Baladev je zajedno u toj grupi sa dečacima pastirima i Krishnom koji idu i kradu maslac i jogurt.
And he also used to kill demons in Vrindavan.
I također uobičavao da ubija demone u Vrindavanu.
According to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, the demons that Baladev used to kill had some special significance.
U skladu sa objašnjenjem Bhaktivinoda Thakura, demone koje je ubio Baladev, oni imaju posebno značenje.
They represent the different anarthas.
Oni predstavljaju određene nepoželjne stvari.
That only Baladev could eradicate.
Koje jedino Baladev može da iskoreni.
For instance, one day Krishna and Balaram were in the forest.
Na primjer, jednog dana su Krishna i Balaram bili u šumi.
And Kamsa sent one demon named Pralambasura.
I Kamsa je poslao jednog demona koji se zvao Pralambasura.
He was known as the greatest of the demons.
On je bio poznat kao najveći od svih demona.
And the demons, many times they have mystic powers.
A puno puta demoni posjeduju mistične moći.
Therefore, he disguised himself as one of the cowherd boys who were staying at home.
I onda se taj demon pretvorio jednog dečaka pastira koji je ostao kod kuće.
And Krishna immediately recognized this is Pralambasura.
I Krishna je odmah prepoznao ovo je Pralambasura.
So he thought of a way of killing him.
I onda je počeo da razmišlja da ga ubije.
Krishna is not a pacifist.
Krishna nije pacifista.
He's very practical.
On je veoma praktičan.
He doesn't make friends with the demons.
On se ne sklapa prijateljstva sa demonima.
Because if the demons became Krishna's friends, they wouldn't be demons anymore.
Jer kad bi demoni postali Krišnini prijatelji, onda više ne bi bili demoni.
But since his birth, Krishna is constantly sending demons to kill Krishna.
Ali od samog Krišninog rođenja, Kamsa je slao demone da ga ubiju.
And Krishna showed his prowess by killing the demons.
I Krišna je pokazao svoju moć ubijajući demone.
Generally, during the day when Krishna was playing with his friends, they were so absorbed in the playing that they actually forgot to take their lunch.
I uobičajeno šta se dešavalo, Krišna i dečaci pastiri kad su se igrali na poljima, oni bi toliko se zaigrali da bi zaboravili da uzmu ručak.
Therefore Yoga Maya every about noon time would send a demon.
I zbog toga bi Yoga Maya svakog dana oko podneva poslala po jednog demona.
Krishna and the cowherd boys would stop their playing.
I onda bi Krišna i dečaci pastiri zaustavili svoju igru.
And then Krishna or Balaram would kill the demon.
I onda bi Krišna ili Balaram ubili demona.
They'd get a little tired.
I onda su se malo umorili.
And they'd get hungry.
I onda su ogladnjeli.
And they'd take their lunch.
I onda bi ručali.
That way the demon came on time. The demons came on time.
I na taj način demoni su dolazili na vreme.
Just in time for lunch.
Baš na vreme za ručak.
Unfortunately for the demons, rarely they took lunch with the cowherd.
A nažalost da demone nisu mogli da uzmu ručak sa dečacima pastirima.
This day Pralambasura came disguised as one of the cowherd boys.
I tog dana Pralambasura je došao preručen u jednog dečaka pastira.
And Krishna decided to have a competition.
I Krishna je odlučio da se igraju jednog takmičenja.
While they were herding the cows.
A dok su čuvali krave.
So they were playing different games.
Tako igrali su razne igre.
And the winner would take the loser on his back.
I onaj ko izgubi,
the loser would take the winner on his back.
I onaj ko izgubi, taj bi trebao da uzme pobednika da ga stavi na svoja ramena.
Pralambasura, he was afraid of Krishna.
I Pralambasura se plašio Krišne.
Because Krishna appeared to be the most powerful of all the cowherd boys.
Jer Krišna je već izgledao da je najmoćniji od svih dečaka pastira.
Therefore, Pralambasura died on the because Baladev was the winner. Baladev got on the back of Pralambasura.
I pošto je Baladev bio pobednik, on se popeo na leđa na ramena Pralambasure.
Krishna had put Balaram under the spell of Yogamaya.
A i Krishna je stavio Balarama pod utjecaj Yogamaye.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be any pastime.
Inače ne bi se desilo uopšte zabava.
Pralambasura began to take Baladev away from all the cowherd boys.
I Pralambasura je udaljio se od dečaka pastira noseći gospodina Baladeva.
He was afraid that if Krishna found out, then he would kill him.
I uplašio se ako Krishna sazna da je to on, da će ga ubiti.
Baladev was wondering why this boy is taking me all the way away from all the other boys.
I onda se Baladev začudio, pa zašto me ovaj dečak nosi daleko od svih ostalih dečaka pastira?
Therefore he decided to become heavier and heavier and heavier.
I onda je odlučio da postane sve teži i teži i teži.
And then Pralambasura couldn't hold Balaram anymore.
I onda Pralambasura više nije mogao da izdrži Balarama.
So he expanded himself into his original form as Pralambasura.
I onda se pojavio u svom izvornom obliku kao Pralambasura.
Practically he was touching the clouds.
I praktično je bio toliko velik da je dodirivao oblak.
Blackish. Form with red eyes and red lips and red tongue.
Imao je crnkasti oblik sa crvenkastim ustama, očima i crvenkastim jezikom.
Baladev realized this boy is a demon.
I Balaram je shvatio, ovaj dečak je demon.
But he hesitated to kill him.
Ali je malo oklevao da ga ubije.
Because he thought he was a coward boy, I shouldn't kill a coward.
Jer je mislio da je dečak pastir i nije htio da ubije dečaka pastira.
But then he remembered that Krishna had killed a woman.
Ali onda se setio da je Krišna ubio ženu.
Putanu. And he had killed other personalities also.
I da je također ubio neke druge ličnosti.
So he took his fist and smashed the head of the demon.
I onda je uzeo svoju pesnicu i lupio demona po glavi.
The demon's head cracked open.
I demonova glava je puknula i rasklopila se, ali rasporila se. I onda je pao dole mrtav.
And all the cowherd boys rushed and embraced Baladeva.
I svi dečaci pastiri su pritrčali i zagrlili Baladeva.
And from the heaven, the Gandharvas, the Charanas, the Siddhas, the Rakshasas, they all showered flowers on Baladeva.
I sa neba sve ove navedene osobe su bacali kišu cveća na gospodina Baladeva.
Congratulating him over this defeat of his demon Pralambasura.
Čestitali su mu pobedu što je pobedio tog demona Pralambasura.
So this represents Pralambasura, when you should look up to the chorus hard to remember, he represents duplicity.
I koliko se ja sećam u skladu sa Bhaktivinoda Thakurom, Pralambasura predstavlja dvoličnost.
So we need Baladeva or his representatives kill our duplicitous heart.
Tako da mi, nama je potreban predstavnik gospodina Baladeva da ubije dvoličnost u našem srcu.
Later on the coward boys were in Vrindavan.
Kasnije su dečaci pastiri otišli u Vrindavan.
And they were near the Talavan forest.
I bili su blizu Talavan šume.
Talavan forest means a place where they have the tala fruits.
Talavan šuma znači gde postoje plodovi drveta tala.
They're supposed to be very delicious.
I oni su veoma ukusni.
They were all organic.
Oni su svi organski proizvedeni.
And they were all ripe.
I svi su zreli.
And the coward boys thought that maybe Krishna and Balaram are hungry.
I dečaci pastiri su razmišljali, možda su Krishna i Balaram gladni.
And they were anxious that maybe we should go to the forest and get those tala fruits.
I oni su počeli da razmišljaju, možda bi bilo dobro da odemo u šumu da uzmemo ovo tala voće.
But in the Talavan forest lived one Dainukasura. Garbhadevasura.
Ali u toj šumi, tala šumi, živeo je Dainukasura.
And Dainukasura was in the form of an ass.
A Dainukasura je bio u obliku magarca.
And he lived with many other asses.
I živeo je sa mnogim drugim magarcima.
Asses usually keep themselves stay together.
I magarci obično se drže zajedno.
It is said that not even the bird or an animal could come into the Talavan forest.
Opisano je da čak ni jedna ptica, ni jedna životinja nije mogla da uđe u Talavan šumu.
When a human being even would enter into the forest, Dainukasura and his friends would eat him alive.
I kad bi čak i ljudsko biće ušlo u tu šumu, Dainukasura i njegovi prijatelji bi ga pojeli živog.
In this particular instance, they entered into the forest. The coward boys told Krishna, "We're very hungry."
I u ovom određenom slučaju, dečaci pastiri su rekli Krišni, "Mi smo jako gladni."
We're right next to the forest.
A mi smo baš pored šume.
And the smell of these tala fruits is fantastic.
A miris ovog tala voća je prekrasan.
Let's go to the forest and get some of the fruits.
Hajde da odemo do šume da uzmemo nešto voće.
So Krishna, in order to please his friends, Krishna and Balaram, they will enter into the forest.
I da bi zadovoljili svoje prijatelje, Krishna i Balaram su ušli u šumu.
And Balaram began to shake one of the tala trees.
I Balaram je počeo da trese jedno tala drvo.
At this time, Dainukasura was taking a nap.
U to vreme, Dainukasura se odmarao, spavao je.
He awoke and became very angry.
I probudio se i postao jako ljut.
Rushed towards Balaram.
I počeo da trči prema Balaramu.
And try to kick him.
I probaj da ga šutne.
So Balaram grabbed his hoofs.
A Balaram ga uhvatio za kopita.
And threw him against the Govardhan hill.
I bacio ga na Govardhan brdo.
He passed out for an hour.
I on je leteo sat vremena.
And then came back to attack.
On je stigao do Govardhana i onda je trčao nazad sat vremena da bi opet napao Krišnu i Balarama i dečake pastire.
So at this time he assumed a form with four horns.
I ovog puta je poprimio oblik sa četiri roga.
Lord Krishna grabbed his horns.
Gospodin Krishna je uhvatio njegove rogove.
And threw him against Govardhan Hill.
I opet ga je bacio na Govardhan
brdo. Again he passed out for an hour.
I opet mu je trebalo sat vremena da se vrati.
Bio nesvesti sat vremena.
Sorry, he was out of consciousness?
Yes.
For an hour. Bio nesvesti sat vremena.
And then when he woke up, he picked up Govardhan Hill and threw it at Krishna.
I onda kad se probudio, podigao je Govardhan brdo i bacio ga na Krishnu.
And then Krishna caught Govardhan Hill and threw it back at Dainukasura.
I onda je Krishna uhvatio Govardhan brdo i bacio ga nazad na Dainukasuru.
It hit Dainukasura and he passed out again.
I ovaj pogodio jednu kasuru i ovaj se opet onesvestio.
When he woke up, he rushed towards Krishna.
I kad se probudio, trčao je prema Krišni.
And this time Shridam hit him with a stick.
I ovog puta Shridam ga je udario sa štapom.
Sudama he punched him.
A ovaj Sudama ga je lupio pesnicom.
Vasudam hit him with a rope.
Vasudam ga je udario sa konopcem.
One of the coward boys, they kicked him.
Jedan od dečaka pastira ga je šutnuo.
Another one slapped him.
Drugi ga je ošamario.
Another one tried to throw him.
Drugi je probao da ga
Arjuna
odgurne.
Arjuna, tried to throw him.
Arjuna i neki probali su da ga odgurnu, da ga bace.
This way he was feeling greatly harassed at Kasura.
I na taj način su probali da srede Denu Kasuru.
He attacked Balaram again.
I onda je on opet napao Balarama.
This time Balaram grabbed his feet.
I ovog puta ga je Balaram uhvatio za kopita.
Whirled him around.
Vrteo ga malo iznad svoje
glave. Until he lost his life due to the centrifugal force.
I onda zbog te centrifugalne sile demon je ispustio svoj život.
And then threw him into a tala tree.
I onda ga je bacio na tala drvo.
And one tree fell over and hit another tree.
I onda je to drvo palo na drvo, drugo drvo i srušilo i drugo drvo.
And one other tree fell into another tree.
I onda je to drvo palo na sljedeće drvo.
That way the whole forest was falling down.
I na taj način cela šuma se srušila.
The demon's friends, they rushed to kill Krishna.
Demonovi prijatelji su potrčali da ubiju Krishnu.
Because they were afraid of Balarama, seeing that he had killed Denukasura.
Jer su bili uplašeni od Balarama kad su vidjeli da je ubio Denukasuru.
Or maybe Krishna stood in front of Baladeva to protect him.
I Krishna je stao ispred Balarama da bi ga zaštitio.
In any case, Krishna started to take the demons and roll them, to whirl them around and throw them into the trees.
I onda je Krišna također uzeo demone, vrteo ih oko svoje glave i počeo da ih baca na drveće.
That way the whole, because all the asses were all different colors, green and pink and orange and red.
I svi ti magarci su bili različitih boja, zeleni, narančasti, ljubičasti, roze.
Therefore, they all were dead asses, but they made the forest look very pretty.
I sve su to bili mrtvi magarci, ali su načinili šumu veoma lepom.
With all the different colors on the trees.
Sa svim različitim bojama na vrhovima drveća.
But because the blood of the demons was all over the fruits, Krishna and Balaram and the coward boys didn't eat any of the fruit.
Ali pošto je krv demona bila svud se razmazala po drveću, po plodovima koji su bili na drveću, onda ni Krišna, ni Balaram, ni dečaci pastiri nisu htjeli da jedu to voće.
And this way Baladev displayed his prowess in Vrindavan.
I na taj način je Baladev pokazao svoju moć u Vrindavanu.
Later on, of course, he moved to Dwarka with Krishna.
Kasnije je on prešao u Dvaraku zajedno sa Krishnom.
After Krishna had kidnapped Rukmini.
Nakon što je Krishna kidnapovao Rukmini.
Baladev was there with the army.
Baladev je bio tamo sa vojskom.
And he chastised Krishna for cutting Rukmini's beard and hair.
I onda je izgrdio Krishnu zašto je Rukmininom bratu isekao bradu i kosu.
Rukmini's.
Da, Rukmi.
Rukmi. At the same time, he preached to Rukmini that you should be so attached to your brother.
A u isto vrijeme propovedao Rukmini, ne trebaš biti toliko vezana za svog brata.
Later on, Rukmi gave his daughter to Pradyumna to marry.
Kasnije, svoju čerku je Rukmi dao Krištinom sinu Pradyumni da se uzmu, da se oženi.
And he gave his granddaughter to Aniruddha to marry.
A svoju unuku je dao Anirudi da se venča sa njom, to je Krištin.
At that time he was living at Bojakata.
I u to vrijeme je živeo u mjestu koje se zove Bojakata.
Rukmi was living in Bojakata.
Rukmi je živeo u Bojakati.
And on the marriage occasion of Aniruddha and his granddaughter, there was a nice wedding.
I bila je jako lepa ceremonija venčanja njegove unuke i Anirude.
Krishna, Samba, Aniruddha, Baladev, they all were attending the wedding with Rukmini.
I sve navedene ličnosti su također došle na tu ceremoniju venčanja sa Rukmini.
Unfortunately, the king of Kalinga gave his friend Rukmi the bad advice of challenging Baladev to a game of, well, it depends which one you read. In the Krishna book, it's a game of chess, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a game of dice. Yes.
I onda šta se desilo? Tamo je bio jedan kralj kraljevstva Kalinge i nažalost on je dao Rukmiju jako loš savjet i rekao mu je da zazove Baladeva. E sad drugačije opisano u Krišna, u knjizi o Krišni piše da je izazvao Baladeva na partiju šaha, a u Šimad Bhagavata mu piše da ga je izazvao na partiju domina.
Kshatriyas had to accept challenges.
Kshatriyina dužnost je da prihvati izazov.
If another kshatriya challenges kshatriya to fighting or to gambling, the kshatriya would have to accept the challenge.
Ako drugi kshatriya ili ratnik izazove drugog ratnika na dvoboj da se bore ili da se kockaju, ovaj drugi ratnik mora prihvatiti izazov.
The gambling started with 100 gold coins.
I kockanje počinje sa 100 zlatnih novčića.
Although Balaram was very enthusiastic about gambling.
Iako je Balaram bio jako entuzijastičan za kockanje,
he was not a very good gambler.
Nije bio baš dobar kockar.
Therefore, the first game of dice he lost.
Zato je prvu igru domina izgubio. The second, kockica. Kockica.
And the second game they bet 1,000 gold coins.
I u drugom krugu su uložili 1,000 zlatnih novčića.
And he lost that game also.
I također izgubio i taj krug.
Then the third game was for 10,000 gold coins.
I treći krug je bio ulog 10,000 zlatnih novčića.
And he lost that game also.
Izgubio je tu igru, taj krug.
The king of Kalinga started to smile and show his teeth to Baladev.
I kralj Kalinge je počeo da se smeje i onako da se kezi, da pokazuje svoje zube Baladev.
And all the, some of the Rukmini's friends were all mocking Balaram.
I neki od Rukmijevih prijatelja su također počeli da zadirkuju Balarama.
Balaram became a little agitated.
Balaram se malo uznemirio.
This time he bet 100,000 gold coins.
I onda su se kladili u 100,000 zlatnih novčića.
And fortunately this time Balaram won.
I na sreću ovaj put je Balaram pobedio.
Then Rukmi claimed that he had actually won.
I onda je Rukmi izjavljivao, ne, 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 zapravo sam ja pobedio.
And got the king of Kalinga and his friends to agree that actually Baladev had lost and that Rukmi had won.
I onda kralj Kalinge i njegovi prijatelji su posvjedočili i rekli su, da, 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 Baladev je izgubio, zapravo Rukmi, ti si pobedio.
Baladev started to turn red.
Balaram je počeo da crveni.
He was getting more and more agitated.
Postaje sve više i više uznemiren.
This time he bet 100 million gold coins.
I sada su uložili 100 miliona zlatnih novčića.
And again Balaram won.
I ponovo je Baladev pobedio.
But Rukmini claimed that he was the victor.
Ali Rukmi je opet rekao da je on pobedio.
From the voice, there came a voice in the sky proclaiming that actually Baladev, by all fairness, was the winner, but that Rukmi was actually trying to cheat.
I onda se prolomio glas sa neba, koji je rekao da je Balaram zapravo pravedni pobednik, da je fair igrao, a da je Rukmi taj koji je pokušao da vara.
But Rukmi ignored the voice and started to mock Krishna and Balaram.
Ali Rukmi je zanemario taj glas neba i počeo da zadirkuje i da izaziva Krišnu i Balarama.
He said, you Krishna and Balaram, you Balaram and Krishna, you're both cowherd boys.
I rekao im je, vi Balaram i Krišna, vi ste samo dečaci pastiri.
You may be expert at herding cows.
Možda ste stručnjaci za čuvanje krava.
But what do you know about the princely activities of gambling or shooting arrows?
Ali šta vi znate o kraljevskim aktivnostima kockanja ili odapinjanja strela?
At this mocking of Krishna and himself, Baladev became completely intolerant.
I sada kad je tako počeo da izaziva Krišna i Balarama, Balaram je postao jako netolerantan.
Took his club and hit Rukmi over the head.
uzeo je svoju toljagu i malo kucnuo Rukminija po glavi. A Rukmije.
Rukmi was dead and gone.
I Rukmi je umro i otišao.
The king of Kalinga thought it wise to start leaving the place.
A kralj Kalinge je pomislio da je mudro da napusti to mjesto.
But before he could take a few steps, Baladev grabbed him and took his club and smashed his teeth.
Ali pre nego što je mogao da načini par koraka, Balaram ga je uhvatio i svojom toljagom mu izbio zube.
All the kings that were supporting Rukmi, they also decided that it was a good time to leave.
I svi kraljevi koji su podržavali Rukmija također su odlučili da je vrijeme da odu.
But Baladev took his club and smashed their heads, their arms and their legs.
Ali Balaram je uzeo svoju toljagu i polomio im glave, ruke i noge.
None of them protested, but simply got away from the scene as quickly as possible.
I svi su probali da pobegnu sa scene što je brže moguće, ali to ih nije spasilo.
At this time Krishna didn't say anything.
I u to vrijeme Krishna nije rekao ništa.
Because he criticized Balaram for killing Rukmi, then Balaram would be unhappy.
Jer ako bi kritikovao Balarama što je ubio Rukmija, onda bi Balaram bio nesrećan.
And if he took Balaram's side, saying it was good you killed Rukmi, then Rukmini would be unhappy.
A ako bi uzeo stranu Balarama i rekao mu jako je dobro što si ubio Rukmija, onda bi Rukmini bila nesrećna. Tako da on nije rekao ništa.
Simply the party very peacefully went back to Dvaraka.
Jednostavno se sa svojom pratnjom mirno vratio u Dvaraku.
Apparently such activities were common amongst the Kshatriyas.
I takve aktivnosti su uobičajene među ratnicima.
Later on, Krishna had killed many demons.
Kasnije je Krishna ubio jako puno demona.
There was one demon, his name was Banasura.
Postoji jedan demon koji se zvao Banasura.
He was the one who was the son of the earth.
On je bio demon koji je bio sin zemlje.
He had stolen the earrings and umbrella, the earrings of Aditi and the umbrella of Varuna.
I on je ukrao naušnice Aditi i kišobran Varune.
Krishna had gone to his palace and killed the demon Balmasura.
Krishna je otišao u njegovu palatu i ubio demona Balmasuru.
And freed the 16,000 princesses that were living there.
I oslobodio 16,000 kraljica koje je držao u zatočeništvu.
And returned the earrings to Aditi and the umbrella to Varuna.
I vratio je naušnice Aditi i kišobran Varuna.
Balmasura had a very good friend, his name was Dvivida.
Balmasura imao jako dobrog prijatelja koji se zvao Dvivida.
Dvivida had a brother named Mainda.
I Dvivida je imao brata koji se zvao Mainda.
They were both generals in the army of Sugriva.
I obojica su bili generali u armiji Sugrive.
They're great devotees of Lord Ramachandra.
I obojica su veliki bhakte gospodina Ramachandra.
And they live eternally in Ayodhya, his realm.
I oni večno žive u Ayodhya, u tom prebivalištu.
But somehow or another, Dvivida got into bad association with Balmasura.
Ali na neki način Dvivida je pao pod loš utjecaj lošeg društva Balmasure.
Although he was, it appears that Dvivida during the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra had offended Lakshman.
I izgleda da je tokom zabava gospodina Ramachandre Dvivida uvredio Lakshmana.
And because of that offense against Lakshman, although he was a liberated soul, he became degraded and got into bad association.
I Dvivida, iako je bio oslobođen od duša, zbog te uvrede koje je načinio Lakshmanu, mora da padne pod utjecaj lošeg društva.
After the killing of his friend Balmasura, he vowed to take revenge against the Krishna and the Yadu dynasty.
I nakon što je njegov prijatelj Balmasura bio ubijen, dao je zavet da će se osvetiti Krišni i Yadu dinastiji.
So his first business was to go to the Katva province.
I njegov prvi posao je da ode u provinciju Katva,
where that's where Dvaraka is.
I to je gdje se nalazi Dvaraka.
And there he set fire to the villages, to the towns, the villages, the industrial and the mining places.
I tamo je počeo da pali čitava sela, gradove, rudnike, industrijske zone.
As well as the residential quarters of the mercantile community.
A također i stambene četvrti zajednice trgovaca.
Or plowing the land and maintaining the cows.
I poljoprivrednika koji su obrađivali zemlju da bi hranili krave.
Then he used to take mountains in that province and smash them to pieces with his hands.
He used to take
mountains.
A mountains. I onda je običavao da uzima planine iz tih područja i da ih smrvi sa svojom pesnicom.
He was so powerful, he had the power of 10,000 elephants.
Bio je jako snažan, imao je moć 10,000 slonova.
So he go to the seashore and wave his arms.
I otišao je do obale okeana i mahao svojim rukama u vodi.
And created such a disturbance in the water that it would wash over the villages and the towns near the seashore.
I napravio je tako velike talase da su napravili pustoš u selima i gradovima koji su bili na obalama okeana.
Sometimes he'd go to the gardens and the orchards of the saintly people and the sages.
A ponekad bi otišao u šume gdje su bile isposničke kućice svetih osoba.
And smashed them to pieces.
I njihove kućice bi smrvio u komadiće.
Not only he smashed the arches and the gardens of the sages and the saintly people to pieces, but he'd also go to their sacrificial places and pass urine and stool over.
I ne samo da je uništio njihove isposničke kućice, nego bi otišao na prostor gdje su oni palili žrtvene vatre na sveti prostor i tu bi vršio veliku i malu nuždu. I na taj način je zagadio čitavu atmosferu.
Sometimes he kidnapped men and women from the province.
I ponekad je kidnapovao muškarce i žene iz provincije.
Put them into a cave.
I stavio ih u pećinu.
And then sealed the cave.
I onda bi stavio nešto da zatvori pećinu nekim kamenom ili steglom.
Just like the bringy insect.
Baš kao just like
bringy insect. Bringy.
Bringy. A bringy is the name. Baš kao insect koji se zove bringy.
Who captures flies and other insects and puts them into a tree.
Koji hvata muve i druge insekte i stavlja ih u drvo, u stablo.
And then closes the tree.
I onda zatvori drvo.
Not only that, but Rivita, he forcibly raped the aristocratic lady.
I ne samo to, Rivita je čak i silovao aristokratske žene.
And that way polluted them.
I na taj način bi ih zagadio.
One day this Rivita gorilla was in the Vaivartaka mountains.
I jednom je taj gorila Rivita bio na Vaivartaka planini.
And he heard wonderful music coming from the mountain.
I čuje kako dolazi jako lepa muzika s te planine.
And he saw Baladev and some of the gopis, they were engaged in singing and dancing.
I vidio kako gospodin Baladev i gopije tamo pevaju i plešu.
Baladev was dressed in blue.
Baladev je bio obučen u plavu odeću.
He had a garland of lotus flowers.
Imao je garland lotosovih cvetova.
And he had beautiful eyes.
Imao je prekrasne oči.
And he was holding a bottle of Varuni beverage.
I držao je flašu napitka Varuni.
And his eyes appeared to be red and rolling in intoxication.
I njegove oči su izgledale crvenkaste i vrtele se u krug zbog opijenosti.
Similarly, the gopis exhibited different types of beauty also.
Također su i gopije ispoljile razne vrste lepote.
Dressed in beautiful saris with beautiful flower garlands and
bile su obučene u prekrasne sarije, nosile su jako lepe garlande, vence cveća, imale su prekrasne ukrase.
This way the monkey, the Vira, began to, he decided to harass them.
I onda je majmun Vivida odlučio da im naudi.
He started to swing from branch to branch, calling out, Kikila, Kikila.
Počeo da skače sa grane na granu i da proizvodi taj zvuk. Kikila, kikila.
I don't know what that means in monkey language.
Ne znam što to znači na majmunskom jeziku.
But it's not very nice, I'm sure.
Ali siguran sam da nije nešto lepo.
Then he came before the gopis and started to move his eyebrows.
I onda se pojavio ispred gopija i počeo da mrda svoje obrve.
Making advances towards them.
I onda je polako im se približavao.
The young girls are apt to enjoy everything with laughing.
I naravno, mlade devojke sve prihvataju u krošalu.
Not taking very seriously.
I nisu to uzeli jako ozbiljno.
But it said that Rivita began to insult them even more by showing the lower part of his body.
Ali onda je vidan ne samo da im se udvara, nego je postoji bezobrazan, počeo da im pokazuje donje delove svoga tela.
He turned his back to them and started to pass gas.
I onda je okrenuo svoju zadnicu prema njima i počeo da ispušta gasove.
Baladev became a little intolerant.
I Balaram je postao malo netolerantan.
And took a rock and threw it at Duvira.
I uzeo je jedan kamen i bacio ga na Duvira.
Duvira ducked. He avoided the rock.
I Duvira se izmakao, izbjegao je kamen.
But then came over to Baladev and took away his pot of varuni.
I onda je došao do Baladeva i uzeo mu varuni.
And started to take off the clothes of Baladev and the gopis.
I počeo da krade odeću Baladeva i gopija.
Baladev remembered the wicked deeds of this demon.
I onda se Baladev setio slabih tačaka tog demona.
And decided to end his activities.
I odlučio je da završi s njegovim aktivnostima.
He took his club and hit him on the head with.
I onda je uzeo svoju toljagu i lupio ga po glavi.
In this way the demon's head, from his head was flowing blood just like manganese. Flows from the peak of the mountain.
I onda iz njegove glave je počela teče krv, baš kao što magma ili lava teče sa vrha planine.
But he wasn't in the least disturbed.
Ali on nije bio ni najmanje uznemiren.
Instead, he took a tree from the forest and took off all the branches and then tried to hit Baladev on the head with it.
Čak je uzeo jedno ogromno drvo sa vrha planine, skinuo mu grane i probao da udari Baladeva sa njim.
In this way, oh, Baladev took his club and smashed the trees into little pieces.
Ali Baladev je uzeo svoju toljagu i pretvorio to ogromno drvo u male komadiće drveta.
Topus.
Toljag. Topus. Isto.
Dvivira took another tree, clipped off all the branches, and tried to hit Baladev on the head with it again.
I onda je Dvivira uzeo drugo drvo, skinuo mu grane i probao opet da udari po glavi Baladeva.
And Baladev took his club and smashed the tree and all broke into pieces.
I Baladev je opet uzeo svoju toljagu ili topus i opet je to drvo pretvorio u komadiće.
So this went on for some time until there were no more trees in the forest.
I to je trajalo jedno vrijeme sve dotle dok više nije bilo ni jednog drveta u šumi.
Dvivira then took the help of mountain stones.
I onda je Dvivira prihvatio pomoć vrhova planine.
Tried to hit the head of Baladev with the mountain.
I probao je sa ogromnim vrhovima planina da pogodi Baladeva.
And Baladev took his club and smashed him into little pebbles.
I Baladev je uzeo svoj topuz i pretvorio ih u male kamenčiće.
This went on until there were no more mountains.
I to se nastavilo sve dotle dok više nije bilo planina u dalekom.
Therefore the Dvivira came out to Baladev and with his hands started to beat him.
I onda je Dvivira došao do Baladeva i počeo da ga tuče svojim rukama.
Because Dvivira was using his arms, Baladev didn't use his club or his plow.
I kad je Dvivira počeo da koristi samo ruke, onda ni Baladev više nije koristio ni svoju toljagu ni svoj plug.
Instead he took his fist and smashed the demon's collarbone.
I već s druge strane uzeo je svoju pesnicu i demonu slomio ključnu kost.
The demon fell down dead, vomiting blood.
I demon je pao dole, lipčući u krvi.
And the whole earth shook.
I cela zemlja se tresla.
And the demigods showered flowers.
A polubogovi su bacili cveće.
Announcing that a new era of peace and prosperity had begun since Baladev had killed this demon.
Izgledalo je da je nova era blagostanja i mira počela sa tim ubistvom demona, tako što ga ubio Baladev.
Baladev has unlimited pastimes. He can't tell all of them.
Baladev ima jako puno zabava. Ne možemo ih ispričati sve.
I'll just say one more.
Ali želim da kažem još jednu.
Baladev was a friend of Duryodhana.
Baladev je bio prijatelj Duryodhane.
As a matter of fact, Baladev was the one who taught Duryodhana how to fight with a club.
I zapravo činjenično Baladev je bio taj koji je podučavao Duryodhanu kako da se bori sa toljagom, s topuzom.
After when the battle of Kurukshetra was about to conclude,
i kad je bitka na Kurukshetri trebala da se završi,
Baladev came after a pilgrimage.
A Baladev je došao, vratio se sa hodočašća.
Well, actually before that, Baladev was touring a pilgrimage.
Ili možda je bilo i pre toga. Balaram je putovao raznim mestima na hodočašću.
And he came to Kurukshetra.
I došao je na Kurukshetru.
At Kurukshetra, the sages were enacting a sacrifice for 1,000 years.
I na Kurukshetri mudraci su izvodili žrtvovanje tokom 1,000 godina.
At the sacrifice there was Ramaharsha.
I na tom žrtvovanju bio jedan mudrac koji se zvao Ramaharshan.
Who was a disciple of Vyasadeva.
Koji je bio učenik Vyasadeva.
Baladeva, when he walked into the sacrificial arena.
I kad je Baladev ušao u žrtvenu arenu,
all the sages and saintly people, they all stood up.
A svi mudraci i sveti ljudi su ustali.
Or at least offered him respects in some way.
I svi su mu odali poštovanje na neki način.
Everyone except for Ramaharsha.
Svako osim Ramaharshane.
Completely ignored Balarama.
Ramaharshana je potpuno ignorisao Baladeva.
Generally speaking, someone who sits on the Vyasa side, he doesn't have to stand up or give respects to anyone who comes into the area, into the sacrifice.
Uopšteno govoreći, osoba koja sedi na Vyasasanu, na počasnom mestu, ne bi trebala da ustane da nekog pozdravi kada dođe u žrtvenu arenu.
But in this case it was different.
Ali u ovom slučaju situacija je bila drugačija.
Because Balaram is the supreme personality of God.
Jer Balaram je svevišnja božanska ličnost.
Therefore, everyone has to respect him.
I zbog toga bi svako trebao da ga poštuje.
Baladev thought that this man, Ramaharshan, he has a good quality of being the disciple of Vyasadeva.
I Balaram je razmišljao, ova osoba Ramaharshana ima jednu dobru osobinu, on je učenik uzvišene osobe Vyasadeva.
But he doesn't show any respect to the supreme personality of Godhead.
Ali ne pokazuje nikakvo poštovanje svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti.
Krishna and myself, we've invented to kill the demoniac people.
Krishna i ja smo sišli da bi ubili demonske ljude.
This person is certainly showing the qualities of a demon.
I ova osoba zasigurno pokazuje ponašanje demona.
Not only that, but he was born in a Pratiloma family.
I ne samo to što je ima to neprilično ponašanje, već je rođen u Pratiloma porodici.
A mixed family.
To je mešana porodica.
His father was a Kshatriya and his mother was a Brahmin.
Njegov otac je bio Kshatriya ili ratnik, a majka mu je bila Brahmana, sveštenička klasa.
Generally, if the father is a Brahmin, the mother is a Kshatriya, that's called Anuloma.
Obično kad je otac Brahmana, majka Kshatriya, to se zove Anuloma.
But it's considered less elevated to have be born in a Pratiloma family.
Ali se smatra nižim rođenjem ako ste rođeni u Pratiloma porodici.
Therefore, Lord Balarama took a kusha grass and killed Ramaharsha.
Zato je Balaram uzeo kuša travu i ubio Ramaharshanu.
All the sages were quite disturbed.
I svi mudraci su bili veoma uznemireni.
They said, my dear Balaram, you may not know it, but we gave this man a benediction. He'd live during the sacrifice. As long as the sacrifice went on, he'd live.
I rekli su Balaramu, gospodine Balaram, ti možda ne znaš, ali mi smo dali ovoj osobi blagoslov da živi sve dokle traje ovo žrtvovanje.
We don't want to interfere with your desire to kill Ramaharsha.
Mi ne želimo da se mešamo u tvoju želju da ubiješ Ramaharshanu.
But then you should do something to respect our benediction.
Ali trebao bi uraditi nešto da ispoštuješ i naš blagoslov.
Lord Balaram said, yes, I can do whatever you like. I can bring Ramaharshan back to life and give him a long duration of life with full power of the senses.
I gospodin Balaram je rekao, nema nikakvih problema. Ako vi tako želite, ja ću vratiti Ramaharshanu u život i daću mu dugo trajanje života sa potpunom snagom čula.
No, the sages said, we don't want to interfere with your activities, but at the same time we want our benediction to go, you know, be fulfilled.
Ne, mi ne želimo uopšte da se mešamo u tvoje aktivnosti, ali želimo takođe da naš blagoslov bude ispunjen.
Therefore, Lord Baladev suggested that they install Ramaharshan Sutta, the son of Ramaharshan, as the head of the sacrifice. Balaram suggested that they install Ramaharshan Sutta.
Ramaharshan?
Sutta. The son of Ramaharshan. Called Ramaharshan Sutta.
Da.
Sutta means son.
Gospodin Balaram je onda predložio da ustoliče kao glavnog mudraca sina Maharšana Sute koji se zvao Suta.
He's known as Suta Goswami.
I on je poznat kao Suta Goswami.
And Baladev said, I'll give him full power of the senses and long duration of life for as long as the sacrifice lasts.
I gospodin Balarem je rekao, daje mu dugo trajanje života i potpunu snagu čula sve dok žrtvovanje traje.
And he asked the sages if there is anything else I can do for you.
I pitaju mudrace, da li postoji još nešto što mogu raditi za vas?
They recommended that you go on pilgrimage for 1 year.
I oni su predložili da ode na hodočašće tokom jedne godine.
And in the meantime there is one demon, his name is Balava.
I u međuvremenu je bio još jedan demon koji se zvao Balava.
He's coming and passing urine stool on our sacrifice regularly.
Taj demon dolazi stalno u naše žrtvovanje i vrši malu i veliku nuždu u svetom prostoru.
After you kill him, you can go on pilgrimage for 1 year.
Nakon što ga ubiješ, onda možeš otići na hodočašće tokom jedne godine.
And when Balava came and Baladev dragged him down with his plow.
I kad je Balava došao, Balaram ga je spustio na zemlju sa svojim plugom i ubio ga svojom
toljagom.
I na taj način je oslobodio od tog problematičnog demona.
And Baladev went on pilgrimage for 1 year.
I onda je Baladev otišao na hodočašće tokom jedne godine.
At the end of the year, that's when the battle of Kurukshetra was concluded.
I baš kad se vraćao tokom te jedne godine, to vreme se bitka na Kurukshetri završavala.
And that's when Baladev went back to Dwarka and retired from all fighting.
I to je vreme kada se Baladev vratio u Dvaraku i napustio svu borbu.
So I'll stop there.
Ja ću ovdje da se zaustavim. Hvala.
Any questions?
Da li ima pitanja?
Yes.
What is the difference between the name Balaram and Baladev? Kakva je razlika između imena Balaram i Baladev?
Only a few letters.
Samo nekoliko slova.
It's the same thing.
To je ista stvar.
Ram, of course, means one who gives pleasure.
Naravno, Rama znači onaj koji daje
zadovoljstvo. Has great spiritual power.
Ne samo da daje veliku duhovnu moć,
već
također daje i duhovno zadovoljstvo.
When we say Hare Ram, we refer to Lord Balaram.
Zato kad mi kažemo Hare Ram, tako se obraćamo gospodinu Balaramu.
Or maybe perhaps also Lord Ramachandra.
Ili možda također i gospodinu Ramachandri.
Baladev is a little, is it more familiar?
A Baladev je više ovako porodično, familijarno ime.
Yes.
How was it possible that the assembled sages chooses one person to be the foremost and foremost of the Yasasa and he has such qualities as you?
It's subtle. They didn't notice it until Baladev came.
Možeš da prevedeš?
Kako je to bilo moguće da ove sveci izabele jednu takvu osobu kao što je Ramakarsan i da ga stave na Yasasa kada je imao takve osobine kao što je
because he was a great learned scholar.
Zato što je bio veliki učenjak.
He personally was instructed by Vyasadeva.
I lično ga je podučavao Vyasadev.
But they didn't realize that he had a little bit of a tendency to be a demon.
Ali nisu prepoznali da ima malu sklonost da bude demon.
He became a little proud because of his scholarship.
I postaje malo ponosan zbog svoje učenosti.
But he wasn't an ordinary person.
Ali on nije bio obična osoba.
Otherwise, Baladev didn't kill just anyone.
Otherwise,
Balaram, he didn't just kill anyone.
Inače, Balaram ne ubija baš svakoga.
He had some special quality to be killed by Balaram.
Osoba mora da ima neke posebne odlike da bi ubio Balaram.
Anything else? Yes.
Htjela sam da pitam, ima ono Balaram koji on je tak, da je gospodin Tjavadu, on inkarnacija Balarama, da li potpuno sve njegove osobine ili se to prilagodilo malo Kali Jugi ili je potpuna inkarnacija svih njegovih osobina, pošto ne znam baš puno da se gospodin Tjavadu ljuti i tako, on je nekako milostiviji. Ramahrađa ko može da objeti malo.
So there is saying Balaram koji on itaj, Lord Balaram became Lord Nityananda. And is it so that Lord Nityananda assumed all the qualities of Lord Balaram, or he is a little different? Because we see that Lord Nityananda never gets angry. Ali dodajte još ako nešto.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Da, malo je drugačiji.
Otherwise he would have smashed my eye over the head with a club.
Inače bi lupio Madaja sa svojom toljagom po glavi.
Yeah, we're lucky he's a little different.
I zato mi smo srećni da je on malo drugačiji.
Otherwise a lot of us would have a lot of headaches.
Inače mnogi od nas bi već imali razne glavobolje.
Oh, thank you very much. Vila Baladev ki jai. Baladev Mahavotsava ki jai. Gaur Purnanda.
Hare Prabhu. Prabhu Nanda Makaraj ki jai.